Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. Today I'd like to talk about something that I've noticed happening a lot lately, and that is that influencers, political figures, and such have been attacked because of statements they made years and years in the past. And sometimes this is warranted, but it's usually not. So, buckle your seatbelts. Today's episode is just called Past Statements. Let's get started. So, there are some cases where this can be warranted. For example, in the last few weeks, Harris has been flip-flopping on all the positions she had in her previous presidential campaign and her time as a senator and even during her time as VP. And in this case, you can tell that it is motivated by a desire to win the next election, and so it's mainly just for personal gain, because she sees that her poll numbers on her true positions are low, and so she wants to act like she's more moderate than she is so that she can try to win the election. And you can tell also because she is an empty suit in her other, like, ways that she presents herself. Like, when she goes to a different city, she'll try to talk in a different accent when she speaks to those voters. And she just doesn't seem to come off as a very genuine person in general, and I know that's the case for a lot of politicians, but in her case, it's more severe than most. Like, for example, when she was getting started years ago, she leaned into her Indian Americanness, if that's a word. And now, you would not know she was half Indian if you didn't look her up, because all she leans into is her blackness. And so the fact that she cuts away parts of her real life that are not convenient in the moment is also, like, evidence that her flip-flopping is for nefarious or at least dishonest reasons. However, in the vast majority of cases, when somebody is caught in hot water because of statements he or she made years in the past, it was either one of two things. Either A, the person was just joking around when they said whatever it was, or B, the person did believe that at one point, but has truly changed his or her position after adapting to new information or experiencing other things in his or her life, or the person felt pressured to say whatever it was at the time but doesn't really believe it and likely never actually did. During the George Floyd hysteria, you had a lot of people that were bowing down into the pressure to advocate for justice reform and all of this stuff, but a lot of them, especially the more conservative ones, likely didn't actually believe it. They were just afraid to go against it. So there's that. I know in my case, I have changed radically in the last 5 years. Full disclosure, I'm a former leftist. I used to believe a lot of crazy stuff, but now I don't believe that, and I have genuinely, like, I've done a lot of research, and I've grown in my faith, and I've experienced some things, especially, like, in 2020, and, like, the aftermath of it and all that. So, my flip-flopping, if somebody would want to call it that, is genuine. And another thing we have to remember is that sometimes these people that are being attacked Like, there's a lot of TikTok influencers right now who are being attacked for being racist. And a lot of the things that they said are things they said when they were 13, 14. Ask yourself, have you ever met a 13 or 14-year-old who hasn't said something stupid? Like, even if we're not talking about politics or race or any of that, 13 and 14-year-olds say stupid stuff all the time. They're kids. They're not fully grown. That's why we don't let 13-year-olds vote, and we should keep it that way. Because 13-year-olds don't know what they're talking about. They might think they do. When I was 13, I thought I should be able to vote, but looking back, I'm glad I couldn't, because I didn't know what I was talking about when I was 13. And the problem that we have is that the internet allows people to unearth past statements that others have made, have access to those past statements. And people have been weaponizing that. And I just think that is problematic. I think it is problematic to completely disregard the concept of maturity and to go after people for things they said as children. And I think it is also problematic, even if we're talking about somebody that was an adult during both the statements that he or she made and, you know, is an adult now. I think that we have to understand that people are just that. They are people. They grow, they change. And if you are going to attack someone for switching positions, and the reason that you're attacking them for switching positions is like what I pointed out in the beginning, where they have dishonest motives for doing so, you can't just attack the flip-flopping itself. You have to be clear, like I was, and mention why it is dishonest, and that the main problem you have is not the flip-flopping itself, but the fact that it is dishonest. If it was genuine, I would not have a problem with it. And even if it was somebody I disagreed with fundamentally, you can never convince me to agree with that person because the person used to agree with me and then flip-flopped. But at least I'd be able to respect that, you know, you started out more conservative and then you became more liberal because of a genuine change that happened based on receiving new information or doing more research or experiences you had. I wouldn't be able to agree with you or condone some of the beliefs, but I could respect that. I could respect that your change was genuine. So that's all I wanted to say about that, is that we shouldn't just indiscriminately attack anybody who has grown, changed, or, you know, was joking around and maybe didn't have the best taste at the time that a joke was made. The internet has made it much easier to do that, and it is concerning. No matter what side you're on, no matter what politics you have. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least had your eyes opened by it, listening to it. Thank you for listening. Feel free to pass it along to any family or friends that might be interested. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, and the RSS feed. Feel free to follow it on Spotify or Amazon Music, and have a blessed day.